Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, as we continue on with our conversation with TCU head coach Gary Patterson. Of course, before the break, we were talking about Matt Jokel, the transfer from Texas A&M, and wondering, Gary, you know, does he understand the expectations that you have from him within this program?
Well, you know, I think one of the things he's been really excited about is how, you know, our system here, how we work and how we do off season and everything. I think he's really liked it. He's for him and how he goes about, and you know, his brother Luke has been, you know, we've had 14 to 20 of our NFL guys plus other NFL guys working out in our weight room here after OTAs here in June, here in July, and so they've all been around, and so yeah, it's just really flowed very well. What's going on? And you know, anytime kids, I've always said when you're happy, when people are happy and it's quiet off the field, usually have a good football team on the field. And you know, this is the first time here in a couple of years it's been like that. We've gone in 17 years I've been here. We've been through, you know, the highs and the lows when it's come to off the field type situations. More of the highs than we've had the lows, but here in the last couple of years but this is a lot more mature football team, and I think he's really enjoyed this football team and being around it. And you know, all you can do is listen to what they have to say and tell you how their experiences, all these guys are. When you have Matt, you have an Andy that comes back with all the Bengal wide receivers here for a couple days. And then you have, you know, Luke Jokel that comes in, and A&M, you know, first rounder, back working out here. You have at Fox, you know, which played at Miami, that is from North Crowley, that that's back working in our weight room, along with, you know, the David Hawthorns, the Colin Joneses, Marcus Cannons, Robert, you know, Mr. Newhouse, and guys like that. It's really hard to not have a good time and really enjoy being around all the kids.
Well, there's no doubt, intriguing contenders for that quarterback slot and position. Talk to me some more about Trevon Boykin. I mean, he enters the season with perhaps the most experience than anyone else on the roster. We know how valuable he is, Gary, with his athleticism, how strong he is. But what were some of those discernible areas that you wanted him to clean up coming into the 2014 season?
Well, number one, you just can't turn the ball over. You know, the key is to operate the offense, and you can't throw interceptions. And, you know, it's not always about being a great play. You know, Trevon's got a great arm. He's an unbelievable athlete. I mean, he can play several positions on this football team. It's just to understand, you know, you got to do it a little at a time. You got to be able to manage the game. I think that's the biggest thing that he had to learn. He came in as a young kid coming into college. I think he was 16, just turned 17 when he was here.
Uh-huh.
And so he, you know, he's been young as far as doing that. He's just starting to grow up. And, you know, really it's been fun. You know, he loves to compete, which is what all coaches like to see, you know, and how we do it. Even if he is not the starting quarterback, he'll still have packages just because, and he'll be able to throw the whole offense and be able to run some of the things offense run-wise, game-wise, that maybe some of the other quarterbacks cannot do as well. And so, you know, he will be a weapon from very many different areas doing the things we need to do.
Well, there's a lot of things to love about him, especially his versatility. And, Gary, I know that you're a defensive guy. What is your take on just the trend, the recent takeover of these quick-tempo offenses? Obviously, we've seen so much of that even within the Big 12 Conference. They've grown in popularity. What are some of the challenges that you face?
Well, no one would like – here's the thing. No one would like to do their business where they had to make a decision every 6 seconds, and that's what defensive coordinators now have to do in college football with the quick up-tempo offenses. They're going to try to get it up, get it snapped within 6 seconds. So you basically got to make 60 to 80 calls in about a three-hour period, and it's going to, you know, decide your future. And so I'm not sure very many people would, in their business line of – their line of work – would like doing that where they couldn't do a little bit more intel. But that's what we do, and you go about your business. But they've changed things. You don't get a chance to think. You've got to be a lot more prepared as a defensive coordinator to if you want to be multiple, to get lined up and get your kids lined up and get them ready to go, because it's really what they know, not what you do. And so how you get them prepared to do that is very important.
Okay, Gary Patterson joining us just for a few more moments at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. And one of the guys, Gary, while we've got you on tonight's program, I definitely want to get an update on, give us a pulse on Brandon Carter. I know he had some personal issues to address. Does he have a renewed focus and an outlook? Hopefully, this is a young man that is getting back on track.
Well, he's a guy that just has to finish up academically, you know, and that'll decide whether he is or he's not going to be part of our season this year. And so that's really all you can do to talk about it. He's a, you know, he's a guy that, you know, obviously everybody knows has a lot of talent, and he's a, you know, as far as we're concerned, great young man doing the things he needs to do. He just, he's got to be able to finish up this July session, and that'll decide whether he can or he can't.
One of the guys that's getting a lot of headlines, and anytime you talk about TCU football, it is all about defense. That's where you guys are always at the forefront nationally. And the return of your 6'4", 250, Devontae Fields. And I understand what he's been tabbed the preseason Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year. You got to love that he's going to be back with you guys.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting. You know, he hasn't played in a year, so there's a lot of good players in our league. You know, and even on our team, you know, with Chucky Hunter. But, you know, last year in the season, both Terrell Latham and Davion Pearson were probably guys that had better seasons, obviously, with Devontae, you know, not playing very much except the first and then Chucky. So, you know, you have some guys, the Terrell Latham being a 6'5", 290-pound defensive end that can play inside also, that runs a 4'6". So, for us, if Devontae comes back and plays at the level, and he really, you know, came on and really had a great summer, it obviously will help us as a defense as a whole. But, you know, I think we all, you know, appreciate the preseason accolades and what you do. But, you know, we all know you got to live up to it. You got to do the things you need to do it. And there's a lot of good players in our league. So for him, if he lives up to that expectation, then I think TCU is going to have an opportunity on defense to be highly successful, because there's some good players he's playing with.
How is Devontae? Is he 100%? Is he healthy? Has he had a good
summer?
Oh,
yeah, he's had a great summer.
Okay, we've been going one-on-one with Gary Patterson, TCU's head football coach, and I can promise you I certainly have the calendar marked for October the 4th as you face my Sooners, all right?
Well, they've got a good football team for sure.
They do. Thanks so much for dropping by, Gary. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Much more straight ahead at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter @ERadioSports, and we will be right back.